It was daytime when I awoke. And then I remembered that I had a father. Since the alert, I had followed the crowd without troubling about him. I had known that he was at the end, on the brink of death, and yet I had abandoned him. I went to look for him. But at the same moment, this thought came into my mind. Don't let me find him. If only I could get rid of this dead weight so that I could use all my strength to struggle for my own survival and only worry about myself. Immediately, I felt ashamed of myself. Ashamed forever. I walked for hours without finding him. Then I came to the block where they were giving out black coffee. The men were lining up and fighting. A plaintive, beseeching voice caught me in the spine. Eliezer, my son, bring me a drop of coffee. I ran to him. Father, I've been looking for you for so long. Where were you? Did you sleep? How do you feel? He was burning with fever. Like a wild beast, I cleared away for myself to the coffee cauldron, and I managed to carry back a cupful. I had a sip, the rest was for him. I can't forget the light of thankfulness in his eyes while he gulped it down. An animal gratitude. With those few gulps of hot water, I probably brought him more satisfaction than I had done during my whole childhood. He was lying on a plank, livid, his lips pale and dried up, shaken by tremors. I could not stay by him for long. Orders had been given to clear the place for cleaning. Only the sick could stay. We stayed outside for 5 hours. Soup was given out. As soon as we were allowed to go back to the blocks, I ran to my father. Have you had anything to eat? No. Why not? They didn't give us anything. They said that if we were ill, we should die soon anyway, and it would be a pity to waste the food. I can't go on anymore. I gave him what was left of my soup, but it was with a heavy heart. I felt that I was giving it up to him against my will. No better than Rabbi Eliyahu's son had I withstood the test. He grew weaker day by day, his gaze veiled, his face the color of dead leaves. On the third day after our arrival at Buchenwald, everyone had to go to the showers, even the sick, who had to go through last. On the way back from the baths, we had to wait outside for a long time. They had not yet finished cleaning the blocks. Seeing my father in the distance, I ran to meet him. He went by me like a ghost, passed me without stopping, without looking at me. I called to him. He did not come back. I ran after him. Father, where are you running to? He looked at me for a moment, and his gaze was distant, visionary. It was the face of someone else. A moment only, and on he ran again.